This week, we are joined by an old friend of mine, Bob Russell. He's the president and CEO of Rochester Hearing and Speech Center right here in Rochester. Bob, I'm blessed that we get to talk again.
I'm so happy to be here with you this morning.
I'm so happy that you're here because we have a lot to talk about when it comes to all things Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. And honestly, you have so many fun things coming up. We have to tell everybody. Everybody has to know.
We need to spread the word.
We need to spread the word, and that's exactly what we're here to do today. So if you've ever missed any of our past conversations that Bob and I have had together here on the show, let's get everybody up to speed if they're not familiar with Rochester Hearing and Speech Center.
So we are a not-for-profit agency, and as our name says, we deal with everything from speech to hearing. Our clientele ranges from newborns to seniors. So we have early intervention, early childhood services like speech-language pathology, occupational therapy, physical therapy. We're really working with younger kids to try and work through their disabilities to get them into a classroom setting once they get into school age. And then we're also dealing across the board from kids to adults with hearing loss and hearing issues and ways that they can protect what they have if there's devices that can help them to better communicate. And that's really where our tagline comes in, communication for life, because when somebody has a disability like this, it is there, but we're there to help them figure out how to be able to incorporate into their everyday lives.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for not just the people that you're serving, but the parents, because this can be really scary if your child has a speech impediment. They do need some extra help when it comes to hearing, or you're kind of learning that as they're developing, and you're like, who do I turn to? You know, a doctor can only do so much of like giving that diagnosis, but actually going out and having that support that is the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center is absolutely huge because a lot of these parents and families are struggling of what to do next.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that they're alone in this journey, right? They haven't seen this before, maybe with another child of theirs. And what happens is that people kind of get overwhelmed because one of the worst things you do is, right, we all go on the internet to look something up. There's so much information and misinformation as well. You know, for me personally, you know, I was that kid that went through 4 years of speech therapy when I was younger. My condition's still there. I just have learned how to be able to control it and work through it. But I was also a parent of a premature daughter who had to go through all of those services. And the helpless feeling that you have because you notice something's wrong, but you're not quite sure what it might be, and you don't know what to do to be able to help your child. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's, you know, for every parent, that's what you want to do is be able to give them the type of life that they can thrive in. And I think our community at Rochester Hearing and Speech is able to do that. We're not only working with the children, but we're working with the parents. We're giving them the tools that they need to be able to do it, and we're also connecting them with other parents so that they realize they're not alone.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest part of it, that people who face adversity, whether it be something like a speech impediment or an illness or something that they're just not familiar with, they do feel so alone. And I think there are so many beautiful organizations like Rochester Hearing and Speech that just have that sense of community of like you said, I'm a parent, I'm noticing something's abnormal with my kid, I can't quite put my finger on it, I just got the diagnosis, whether it be from WebMD or my PCP, and now I'm freaking out. And that's where they can turn to their friends at Rochester Hearing and Speech and be like, oh, no, we're all in this together. This is kind of a thing that I can text one of the parents that, you know, is going through something similar and be like, is your kid going through this? Because, and then they could be like, oh, well, I talked to someone at Rochester Hearing and Speech, and this is how we move forward with this. It's absolutely life-changing because, honestly, it can send a lot of parents and just individuals into a panic, genuinely.
Yeah, because there's so many unknowns, right? And there's not a cookie cutter
one size fits all
treatment. Exactly, right. Every child is different. Every person with their needs is different. And I think that's the thing is that, you know, with our staff, they're really focused on what that individual care is for that individual that they're dealing with. And at the end of the day, we want to be able to see people thrive, whether it's kids, whether it's adults with hearing loss, because when you're missing out on what's going on in the world around you, what you do is you isolate yourself, right? Because you can't quite hear all the conversations. And this is really about quality of life, of what we're able to do. And I think, you know, we're so fortunate. We've got an amazing staff, very talented, And they're there because they want to make the difference. They want to see what they can do to help somebody else. And, you know, I think that's where with the not-for-profit comes a level of responsibility on our part, because there's a trust factor there for people.
Yeah.
And they know that we're really there to take care of them first and foremost.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think it's amazing because you are making such a difference in such a unique way, because I want to shift gears here super quickly to talk about a really fun thing that you have coming up here, the Ultimate 80s Prom Party that you have here coming up on November 9th. So it says on your website this is the first annual, but if I'm mistaken, I went last year.
No, this is the second.
I know.
We added a little twist this year, okay, which was the prom edition.
I remember last year I was dripping in neon. I was absolutely loving it with Dr. Michael Mendoza.
And he will be back as our guest DJ this year. It really was an amazing event for us because, you know, we wanted to open this up to not just people that necessarily, you know, knew who we were or came to us for services. We wanted people who wanted to just go out and have a good time for a night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with last year's party, we grew out of our location in 1 year, which was great for us.
That's amazing.
You know, the vibe that was created, you know, because everybody came dressed in the 80s. So this year we're at Harrow East. Of course, there's so many proms that happen at Harrow East that our team said, hey, let's do a prom edition. So people can come dressed in the 80s. They can come dressed in their 80s prom. We're expecting a lot of Aquanet to be sold between now and the date of the event.
I
know there's a lot of people going through their closets looking for, you know, their old prom gowns and tuxedos and big fat bow ties. And it's just a night to come out and have a good time while supporting a great cause, because all the money that we raise goes back to support these programs that we're able to provide to the community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest things I take away from that is, like, I just got rid of 11 bags of clothes to donate. I'm kicking myself. Like, this is why I hang on to things. You know what I mean? But it actually is so amazing, because I feel like as you grow up as an adult, the only time you really get to play dress up is when you're going to a wedding. And listen, I've been to a lot of weddings in my life. I want to do something different. I want to wear that prom, that funky, my hair blown out type of vibe. So this is an awesome opportunity, like you said, to have that moment to dress up with your spouse, with your friends, with your family, come out and support a really, really great cause.
Yeah, and this is what we're finding is groups of friends are getting together, right? Because they're like, this is our night out.
Yeah.
And we can go back to a time that has so many great memories for us. You know, we've got a great lineup. We've got Hall Pass is our band, outstanding 80s cover band. Our MCs are Sandy and Scott.
Gorgeous.
Down the hall at the Buzz.
Yep.
We've got Joe LaMonaco as our guest auctioneer. And, of course, Dr. Michael Mendoza kicking things off as our DJ. So it's going to be a fun night. We're going to be crowning King and the Queen of the Prom this year as well. And there's going to be some surprises in there for people.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, where can people get their tickets? Obviously, we talked about November 9th at Harrow East Ballroom. Obviously, a gorgeous venue. Where can you get your tickets? How do people get their tickets? Will you be selling tickets at the door? How does that work?
Well, tickets are available at rhsc.org at our website. And under our special events, they can look for the 80s prom. Order your tickets right then and there. Makes it nice and easy for everybody. Whether we're able to sell them at the door will depend on how many pre-sales we have, because there is a limited number of people that mm-hmm. we can fit into the space. So we advise people, like, put some time into this, because, you know, you want to make sure that you get that costume together.
Yeah.
And what the clothes is going to be. And I think, you know, the other thing that we do is obviously silent auctions, live auctions. We've got some amazing live auction items. Those are only available for people that are at the event. So, you know, if you've ever dreamt of having a week in Ireland at a private home, if you want to...
Who hasn't?
Right? If you want to be able to say that you own a piece of rock and roll history with a Lou Gramm autographed guitar, and Lou and Foreigner go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this mm-hmm. month, these are things that will happen for people that are there. But we'll also be putting up our silent auction, which has some amazing packages together, so that even if somebody isn't able to come that evening and they want to be able to support us, they can bid right through the app.
Wow.
So they don't have to be there to be involved with the silent auction. And I think for us, you know, the importance of an event like this is that, again, all the money we raise is able to go to provide programs and support the people in our community. But the other thing is we've had a great partner this year. We've got wonderful sponsors, but the Daisy Marquis Jones Foundation has offered us a matching grant of up to $30,000. Wow. So for $30,000 that we raise, whether it's through ticket sales, through our auctions, through our paddle call, they will match that. So people are going to be able to double their money on behalf of RHSC, which is phenomenal.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really cool. So the money goes back to the programs at Rochester Hearing and Speech. Mm-hmm. What are those programs for people that are curious about those?
Well, we have everything from programs that deal with therapies for children. So it might be a music and theory type mm-hmm. program for movement. Our parent groups. Once a month, we do what's called the EI Guided Play Date. And it's for early. And these are for kids that are on the capacity waiting list for Monroe County and the state, that they're waiting to get services. This gives them an opportunity to come in, be able to start working with a therapist, but also, again, we're talking about connecting mom and dad. And then it's also our programs around our hearing health, being able to go out and provide free hearing screenings in the community, which helps us to reach underinsured and underserved populations, people that necessarily don't have the insurance to be able to worry about hearing health. Where the hearing health component is so important for us to be able to at least see people, find out where they're at, is that hearing loss is often connected with another type of cognitive issue mm-hmm. or leads to it. So, you know, it's very well documented that untreated hearing loss leads to earlier onset of dementia and Alzheimer's, which is something that is, of course, touching so many people's lives. We all know somebody. We have a family member. If we can try and work with people before it gets to that type of a stage to be able to learn how to conserve the hearing that they have or be able to put them into hearing devices that will help them, that's really what our ultimate goal is. It's about community caring and community health. And, you know, one of the things we do at the event is we have a paddle call, and that's to raise money for our financial aid fund. So through that fund, we're able to help people take care of their situation, regardless of what their financial situation is. So, you know, being able to help a five-year-old get into a pair of hearing aids is life-changing. And this is really, you know, what we want people to know is working together to have a good time.
Yeah.
But there's a purpose behind what we're doing.
A prom with a purpose.
Prom with a purpose.
That's the slogan. I think it is huge because once you figure out that something is happening with you, you get diagnosed, that's a whole panic that sets in itself, right? And then the financial aspect of that, treating that diagnosis, that's a different type of panic. So both of those things together could make anyone have a mental break. You know what I mean? It's just too much. It's too much. And I think that when you go to events such as the Ultimate 80s Prom Party and other really awesome events that you had, I know you just did the Hero Run back in June. These are all helping people ease that panic just ever so slightly. And it's huge because it makes a world of a difference.
Well,
so,
there's always been a stigma about hearing loss. You know, one being it's just for old people.
Right.
Now, naturally, hearing loss occurs as we get older. There's a level of it. But I think the scariest statistic that's out there right now, and this is on a global level, is that the fastest growing demographic for hearing loss is under 30 years of age.
Wow. That's crazy.
And why is it? Well, everybody's wearing earbuds, mm-hmm. and the music's turned a bit louder than it needs to be. There's so many people gaming, and they're wearing, you know, the big headphones so they can hear all of the crashes and everything that's involved with that. And over time, you know, once you start losing your hearing, it doesn't come back.
Right.
And I think for us, the message is always about, wouldn't you rather know where you're at? If I've got a terrible toothache, I'm going to go to the dentist because I want to know what it is.
Right.
But people think of hearing loss different, that somehow it's, you know, a disability that people look down upon. And that is not the case anymore. Mm-hmm. And it affects people at every age. Like I said, we're doing testing and we're seeing newborns through seniors, everybody in between. And there is help. And the good news is, if you know what the situation is, there's things that you can do. And that's what we really try to work with people on. We meet them where they're at right now.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't become something that down the line, because the average time it takes, if your family member or your partner, your spouse, your children say, you need a hearing test, it takes people 7 years of hearing that before they actually do something.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, how much has happened? You know,
right.
It could be people that love to go to concerts.
Yeah.
Looking at a guy, right? I was a drummer. I was always standing up front of the big amps at concerts. It did damage. But I was young. I didn't think about
right.
it then. People that work in high decibel jobs.
Me. I worry about my headphones all the time.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because there's technology now that can help you. So, for example, like my Apple Watch. If I'm at a workout class and my speakers are too loud, it'll say, this is too loud. You either need to exit or turn it down. And I think that's huge because it really plays a role in making people think twice about keeping their hearing health up to par.
And even, you know, people don't think about this, but, you know, one area that people really are getting exposed to loud noise levels, go to a Buffalo Bills game. The decibel levels at Highmark Stadium. Because it's insane. The Bills Mafia, everybody is, you know, screaming. Scoreboard
yeah.
saying louder, louder.
Right.
The decibels that have been registered at Highmark Stadium are that of a single jet engine.
Oh.
Same
yeah.
level by going to a football game. So that's why
that
we partnered. Right. We partnered with the National Football League's Players Association with their Professional Athletes Foundation this year. We are recognized as one of their hearing health care providers and partners, because we want to get word out to people that there's things you can do
yeah.
to still enjoy it, but kind of lessen that noise a little bit.
Soften the blow just a little bit.
It not only affects the players, but it's affecting a lot of the fans. So that's where we're out there with the message of, hey, you know, there's things that can be done, but you won't know until if you start to feel something's off, if you're having a conversation with friends and you're not picking it up and you find yourself just smiling and shaking your head,
mm-hmm.
there's an issue there.
Right.
And you want to get that checked out.
For sure. And you can do that at Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. And I want to thank you, Bob, so much for just taking some time and spreading and sharing the message, because it is so important. And it's not a lot of people don't think about it, honestly, until it's too late, like you said. So if you want to support, there's an amazing way you can do so by going to that Ultimate 80s Prom Party. It's happening at Harrow East Ballroom on November 9th. You can still grab your tickets at
rhsc.org.
And go out, grab your big gowns and your big bow ties and your frizzy hair, and just have some fun, because it ultimately is going to be an absolute blast. Bob, thank you so much for the work that you do at the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, and all of the best luck with the message and with the prom party, because it's going to be so fun.
And thank you for being such a great partner of ours.
Absolutely. It's our privilege. It's our honor here at Odyssey. So thank you. And like I said, all best of luck.